Following episode of the Odagao podcast will be 18 plus in nature. If you're under 18, I suggest please go away. Stop listening. Even if you're over 18 and get offended by little things like dicks or cocks or shits or stuff like that, you should go away too. Yeah, seriously. Stop listening to this. I really think you should. All right. Well, you fucking asked for it.
Be that whip. Take this, you dog.
Ow! Ow! Ah! Ooh! Yes! Oh, ah, yeah! Yeah! Ooh! Yes! Yes!
Listen, all you motherfuckers! Howling out!
Freaks! Roll guys! Pussy riders! Shit eaters! Dick beaters!
Welcome to the Odagao podcast with Viga, your otaku gal. If you're too dumb to know what otagao is like abbreviated for, whatever. How are you doing? Yep, this is a hentai episode. I believe this is the fifth one. I might be a bit wrong. I'm not counting the chibi app where I talked about Gacked and then talked about hentai after that night in the car. I don't... Oh, man, that kind of came out wrong. You're probably thinking I did something in the car. Anyway, yep, it's a glorious Tuesday, Veterans Day. You know, that day where everyone has off. Well, maybe not everyone. Surely not retail. But basically government people. Yeah. It's not like it... No one really does anything for veterans or even... It's just like that three-day holiday day. Memorial Day. Or sometimes Columbus Day. Woo! Anyway, I'm sure you've all downloaded this episode or was looking forward to the next episode like this because I'm purely going to talk about hentai. Also, in this episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about my run with Daki Kimura. I can't pronounce it right. I used to say Dakimura, but it was always wrong. Dakimakura! Yes. Hug pillows, basically. A few items I saw while shopping the other day. And the piece de resistance will be... Invisible Stud, the two-parter hentai. And, of course, AMV of the week, which you can probably already guess what it is, being that this is the hentai episode. I mean, come on. Okay. Now, I was just floating around on the internet. I was bored, so I was like, I'm gonna look up these hug pillows. Maybe I could find one that wasn't so pervy. Seriously, I think 99% of all hug pillows are fucking perv magnets. You know what they're used for. They're not just for sleeping on. They're not for that. I know some use them for, yeah. Fucking your anime character. Yeah, just fucking them. You know, have the picture of them laying on the bed. All like, hi, lay on top of me. But yeah, I'm trying to find one that isn't, well, doesn't have a half-dressed moe chick on it. I know, you're probably thinking, oh, that's going to be hard. I was like, I kind of like just want one as a collectible. Maybe something with a character on it I like. Like, maybe Kamina or something. I was like, Gurren Lagann one. Why do we all have to be pervy too? Not Nia, no! Then I saw the fake Simon one, but then they turned around and made a real Simon one. We had a fake Simon one's all. Yeah. Yeah, because the main reason I want one for get-togethers, like, when me and my friends, like, these three girls, they're in my group. We, before cons, we always get together before con, like maybe the Thursday, and we have a sleepover. You know, we do our hair and our nails and get our cosplay ready for the next day. Cosplay or outfits and watch anime, talk about manga and like stuff like that. Basically, we were all like girly girls. Yeah. And you know, it would be nice to lay it out, all of us sleep on it like a regular pillow because it's very long. It could fit all of our heads. Plus, it's really good to have in a room when you all have to share a bed or floor. Yeah, hotel rooming at a con. It's all crowded. Anyway, yeah, it's like, I just want one without panties on it. Is that so hard to ask? Or, you know, some people use them as curtains. I wouldn't mind having, like, a nice anime curtain. I didn't find any curtains, though. It's just that, I just want a ducky, a dakimura that's not pervy. Yeah, and then there's the whole stigma around people who buy those. It's like, oh my god, you have a hug pillow? You're a pervert. Not everyone who buys a hug pillow are a pervert. I'm just, this might be my little benefit of the doubt because I'm a naive little girl. But not everyone buys them for, you know, pervy activities. But probably it's the opposite of the case, being that most of them are just panty shot girls laying down. And so during this time when I was shopping, I was like, why don't I go down to the J-List? I was looking in their pillow section and I saw it's a pillow, right? But it's in the form of a girl's lap. It's like a girl's knees and legs and a little torso. It's not meant for fucking, however. It's meant for those lonely times when you just need to lie on a lap. Alright, whoever buys that is just too fucking sad. It's a fucking lap. It's a lap pillow. Not a pillow that goes in your lap, but a pillow of a lap. That's just weird. Now, something that wasn't so weird but kind of stood out to me is I was looking at mouse pads because I'm like, I'm getting tired of my little kanji mouse pad, and I'm like, let's see some mouse pads of some anime I like. It's like, hey, it's a Yoko one. Hey, wait a minute. You know those mouse pads with the little foam on top of it or the little gel in it to keep your wrists, you know, nice? It's fucking boobs. They have the Yomaka one and the regular Yoko one. But it's like, it's boobs. Why is it boobs? Why does it have to be boobs? Would anyone really buy the mouse pad with boobs? A mouse pad with boobs, period. I mean, with enough blow-up dolls in the world, do anyone really need, well, a mouse pad with boobs? Novelty value of it, I guess, but, Yoko, nah. Although I do like Yoko, but, Boo, mouse pad?
Seconds and we're gone for auto sequence start.
Now it's pretty obvious what I'm about to choose for the AMV of the week for this hentai episode. It is the recent AMV Hell Divided by Zero. Now, this past weekend I had an anime party. Yes, we all got together in honor of my age turning of 23 and had an anime party. The reason I chose this is because, well, when we're together, we mostly just play video games or card games. And I'm like, when was the last time all of us got together for anime? I mean, we've been watching it. Some have been watching a bit more than me. Well, I don't know. Mostly more stuff on fan subs than me. But yeah, I'm like, let's watch some shit, man. Besides, I wanted to introduce a lot of titles to them. Like, I introduced Shigafumi, Gurren Lagann, because mostly only me and Vance seen it. And we love it. And they're like, it's a mech anime. I don't know if I'll be into it. But it has mechs. I'm like, just try it. Just give it a fucking try. Besides, you like Gainax? Well, by the way, they all ended up liking it. But anyway, before we even started the Gurren Fest, When some had to go get pizza or pick someone up, the rest of us decided to watch AMV Hell Divided by Zero in our meantime, since it just came out not too long ago. And it's like, okay, we'll sit down, we'll watch this. We watched Zero, like, years ago. We can do this. This one is worse than the first. The first one is like, for kindergartners, while this one is like, what? Too much shit and piss and what the fuck? And oh my god, why? I'll never listen to some of these songs that they used again. They disgrace Chala Hedchala, and how do you, the hell do you disgrace that? Chocolate Rain has a new meaning because of AMV Hell Divided by Zero. Oh my god. But, yeah. A lot of the times I had to just look away and say, no, I can't look at this. Then you have, every time there's a showing of AMV Hell Zero or Divided by Zero, there's always that one guy. If it's a con, it's a few guys that just sit there like, oh yeah, I have that. I seen it on YouTube. Or, well, insert hentai viewing site here. Saw that. Ooh, I really love that. There was one of those. Right there. It was one of my friends who was like, yeah, I've seen all of this. None of this stuff phases me. Piss, shit, whatever. And he's like, every other anime, yeah, there's an email that I'm going to say in tomorrow's manga episode, which is regular. But anyway, yeah, just looking, almost every hentai that showed up, he's like, I have that. And he's like, yeah, this thing doesn't faze me. You guys are like all wimpy and stuff. And it's like, I'm straight. Look at what's happening on the screen. That many things should not go into a vagina. What the fuck? Then there's the credits. The credits was considered the worst portion of AMV Hell Divided by Zero. And it's just the audio alone. The audio alone freaked out everyone and made everyone want to say, turn it off now. That was the scariest part for everyone. Not as scary to me, but it even freaked out the guy who was like, oh yeah, I seen that. Nothing phases me. This whole thing's child's play. It's just piss and tentacles and gate and stuff and dog. But yeah, everyone felt traumatized. And when I asked, hey, so I'm going to watch Invisible Stud for the show. Who wants to watch it with me? And everyone's like, I think I want to stay away from hentai for a while now. It had that effect. Like, I think I'm going to take a break from hentai or drawn porn for a good while now. It scared people in my little audience. Well, anyway, just go check it out. It's up for download. AMVHell.com. AMV Music, AnimeMusicVideos.org. Oh, and YouTube, on YouTube, they have this on YouTube, but it's the edited version. I mean, this thing's 40 minutes long. It was edited down to less than 10, because they cut out all the sex scenes, so it's just scenes. Yeah. After these messages, we'll be
right back. Guess I should turn this off for a little bit so I can tell you about the Happy House of Hentai. Ooh, they turn me on to hentai news, reviews, and even Hello Kitty.
It's all at www.happyhouseofhentai.com.
All right, Invisible Stud, where should I start? Well, you can already tell by the title that this is going to involve some invisisex. Yeah. Basically, it starts out with this guy. He's a complete loser. I mean, you know those losers in harem? Take that, except up the loser level by 100. Pretty damn ugly, too. He looks like the sidekick in those ugly shonen anime series. Seriously. He works at a convenience store. Clerks. In hentai. His boss is a bitch. His co-worker's a nerdy green-haired chick. And when he's just walking, he runs into this guy, drops his visit pills, and he has him now. So what is the first thing you do? Well, you use it, you go invisible, you go into a bathhouse, you fuck a chick. No, seriously. This dude just goes in the bathhouse, watches her shower. I don't know how could she not feel cum all over her while she's showering. Then she decides to take a nice soak in the little hot tub DLD. And he does it right there. I'm not sure what she's thinking. She's thinking, what, like, is this a really good jets or something? It feels like something penetrating me. Oh. By the way, the copy I got had no subs. So when I was watching, I was just like, what the hell? But hentai is kind of like doujin. What they're saying doesn't matter, and it probably sucks anyway. You only really can understand sex. Really, all you need to understand is the fact that they're doing it. Anyway. Yeah, so, of course, with his invisibility, he's going to cause some more mischief. He goes to a school. He watches girls undress. And, basically acts like a ghost and does another chick. Yeah, like, makes her meow. Goes for the schoolgirls in the bloomers and the gym uniform type. And then, like, later, after work, notices his coworker sad and was like, he follows her home, invisible, and realizes that his dog's dead. I'm like, oh, I see now. He has a bit of compassion for her. That's nice. You know, he's gonna try and cheer her up by pretending to be the ghost of their dog that says she's a good owner and everything. And, you know, use his invisibility powers for the good of mankind in a little tiny way. No, basically he does, and then she just gets naked and is like, well, come lick me then. Still pretending to be the dog, he fucking licks her. Then, you know, she's like, okay, she's satisfied. Oh, wait, she's getting on all fours. Don't tell me they fucked, too. Yes, bitch fucks her dog. Seriously, bitch fucks her dog. Green-haired nerd bitch fucks her dog. Luckily, they didn't show any dog fucking ever in this entire series, which is, this is good. I do not want to see that. But bitch fucks her dog, man. Dog that's dead now. Plus, how? First of all, invisible or not, you could feel fingers. You could feel that's not a muzzle, like, licking your muff or some shit. What the fuck? Anyway, the jig is up to her, because he turned. That's when the person that actually likes you, even though you're a fucking ugly loser, and you kind of rape pretending to be the ghost of her dog. It's just, jig is always up to that one person. Well, of course he runs, and then next episode. Next episode's basically the same. Goes back to the school, except this time he's watching chicks pee. It's kind of fun seeing the comeuppance of seeing girls in their other times, like times of certain months or the month. Or seeing, you know, chicks that aren't really desirable, but also getting the friend of the girl that he raped before as a ghost, except this time in the bathroom, and still piss. Ew, I don't want to see that. Also getting back at this boss that fucking bitches him around all the time in the middle of the park in daytime. Now, I have a question about hentai. It doesn't matter where anyone have sex. No one ever barges in on them. Like, you do it straight out in public, in an open field, in the middle of the city, and no one notices that you're fucking doing her. Same thing, like, it's a classroom, during the day. Someone's bound to come back. Sex. Not non-interrupted sex. Club room. Non-interrupted sex. In times where people would go back to the fucking club room or park or something. Sigh. It's just, you have to remember, don't think about logic of places and hentai. It's just gonna make you angry. Like it makes me angry. Angry right now. In the end, of course, he gets with nerd green-haired chick. All legit-like. Even though he fucking raped her pretending to be her dog. And she's kind of embarrassed of that fact, but yes, the one person who accepts it is that green-haired nerd girl. And after they have actual consensual lovely sex, which is the type of sex I prefer to watch when it comes to hentai or doujin. Really, I prefer doujin because you don't have to suffer through bad animation with doujin. But let me get to that in a minute. Of course, he's gonna say, oh yeah, I did all these things where I was invisible, and bitch kicks him to the curb. And of course, major comeuppance. But yeah, this hentai uses that technique I really hate to see. Basically, the few frames, the very little frames. You have seen, like, okay, use a few frames of this, then you use a few frames of that, then you just basically repeat those two at varying speeds. Yeah. Yes, and the whole thing of animation is just moving a big picture back and forth to the other side of the screen, slow motion, to music of boobs, and things like that. Yes, this animation is abysmal, but I think the most abysmal thing is the fucking character designs. These chicks weren't even hot. These chicks look like, they're trying to go for a Ken Akamatsu feel, except they failed. Ugh. Especially that guy, man. The guy was just so loser, ill. Everyone was ugly. Even the ones that were supposed to be hot were ugly. Everyone sucks. Everyone looks not fappable. There is not a single fappable person in this entire hentai. This hentai fails in its mission, and it should be burned. Or if you have it digital-wise, like I do, it should be deleted, which I have done. Yeah. Things like this just cements my reason for sticking to hentai doujin. I mean, some doujin are just so such a good quality. And plus, I think I prefer my stuff non-moving in bad frame rates and things like that. Huh. But yeah, Invisible Stud. It's a choice if you're desperate for something. In this type of world, we have the privilege on the internet to never be desperate for hentai. For we have the power to just go to a streaming site or go to a BitTorrent, and it's always there flowing freely like water from a fountain. We never have to really search hard for images and doujin that we want, when we could just go to 4chan and Chan type sites or forums or other things to download. It's a nice world for to be a perv. Oh man, I should put some political music behind that, but I'm lazy today. But yeah, Invisible Stud, abysmal hentai, ew. You could find better. In fact, I'm gonna go on a search to find better. I think I should do a doujin. I actually have a manga that I'm reading right now, Eroica with Love, that I really want, that I'm most likely gonna talk about tomorrow. But if I don't finish, I'm just like, hentai doujin, let's do that. Let's make this a hentai week. Or whatever. I might not, though. I might still do this other manga that's in my pile that I've been waiting to review for, like, the last 2 weeks. I've been on a big manga kick. I've been reading more manga than I have been watching things. That's why I'm doing this hentai episode, because this was only 2 episodes. I could knock this out in a day. Yes, you figured out what's behind the scenes of the Oda Gal podcast. I am sorry. Anyway, let's end this shit with a nice song. Semi-nice song. Somewhat relevant. Later.
Me, Shag, and Scoob were watching the tube. Shag said, like, hey, Scoob, look at her boobs. I was glued to the tube like a bad habit. I got a hard-on for Jessica Rabbit. I had to have it till I changed the station. Can't believe how many tunes had me craving masturbation.
Oh, my.
You know I'd eat the muff of all three girls, power puff. I'd do the Little Mermaid with legs of fins, take a swim, get laid, then throw her back in. If Jasmine from Aladdin needs a stabbing, I'll straddle her madly and do some grabbing. Snow White, I'd do that hoe right all night, so tight she'd make Fat Albert turn white. I'd stick Cinderella, then dismiss her, say Ciao Bella, and do her stepsisters. eBay her slipper, get me a stripper, and make her go like Flipper.
These are the cartoons I'd like to fuck. Come on, wouldn't you? Come on, wouldn't everybody? I'd burst them like balloons and laugh.
I don't know if it's wrong to want to shag, but I think I do Bugs Bunny and drag. Maybe not, but I'd love to get some wet fun from Miss Judy Jetson. Let Josie and her pussycats get me wet. I'm the only one in the village doing Smurfette. Wonder Woman, tie me up with your lariat. Then I'll screw the queen and the prince of Egypt's chariot. Betty Rubble and I could do it on a boulder. And I'd be fucking Pebbles if she was a little older. Oh, I need a tasty piece of Belle from Beauty and the Beast. And tell Kim Possible I want to come in and take the form of a dildo with the female Wonder Twin.
Yeah, these are the cartoons I'd like to fuck. Come on, would you? Come on, would everybody? I'd burst them like balloons and laugh, wouldn't suck. Come on, would you? Come on, would everybody?
Yeah, I'm a horny son. I'd do that robot made from Richie Rich. I'd lick the princess from Shrek, know what I mean? So far up that ass till my tongue turned green. Then mack me Daphne from Scooby-Doo. I had her too. Then hop on top of Charlie Brown's teacher and from behind and from beneath her. But the ultimate kill that I've been craving is that hot brunette bitch on the box of sun-made raisins.
These are the cartoons I'd like to fuck. Come on, wouldn't you? Oh, come on, wouldn't everybody burst them like balloons and life wouldn't suck? Oh, come on, wouldn't you? Oh, come on, wouldn't everybody?
Cartoon ho.
Yeah, that's just how it goes.
Cartoon ho.
Cartoon ho.
Cartoon bitches.
Cartoon ho.
Cartoon bitches.
Cartoon ho.
You're in my TiVo.